Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning, everyone. Now, I have Kiefer Moriarty on the line now, and he is doing something very cool. But instead of me explaining it, I'm going to get him to explain it. Kiefer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm very well. I'm very well. I'm currently in York at the moment, so it's a very beautiful city. So I'm enjoying.
Oh, I've been
myself
to York. It is beautiful. Yeah. But you're from Sligo originally, is that right?
I am indeed. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and you're involved.
Lovely Sligo.
You're involved in a phenomenal production, but I want you to explain it to people because it's very, very different, isn't it?
It is very different. So essentially, the concept of the whole piece is a ragtag bunch of magicians. The compare magician is called Sophisticado, and his father has died recently. But his father never believed in him, so he never allowed him into the magic circle. And then when he passed away, Sophisticado thought that this would be the perfect time to take up his father's magic wand and show the world what he can do. Unfortunately, all the good magicians wouldn't perform with him, so he had to reach down to the bottom of the barrel and scrape the...
magician barrel. Yeah. And so they're all a bit shite, really, is what you're saying. They're all a bit shite.
Well, I wanted to put it politely, but yeah, absolutely rubbish. terrible magicians.
And that is the concept of the whole show. But Kiefer, let's talk about you for a second. You're a lad from Sligo. How did you get involved in a production like this?
So I left Sligo about 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, in pursuit of going to drama school and stuff like that. And I ended up going to Lambda, in west of London, and studied there, did my BA there. And 2019, 6 months before the pandemic hit, I graduated. So it was a bit of a long old wait, and then fortunately, when things started building up again, Mischief were looking for someone kind of crazy to play at the Blade, and I threw my hat in the ring, and here we are.
Well, Kiefer, you are crazy, because being an actor is one kind of crazy, right? But then playing a terrible magician is a different kind of crazy altogether. So did you have to learn, like, brand new skills? Obviously, you're a trained actor, and that's all grand and comfortable on stage. But then to do a role like this, I mean, there's an element of danger in it as well.
Absolutely. It's bananas. It's crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. Send help quick.
One of your tricks involves a tank of water, and it sounds quite dangerous. Can you just describe to potentially your new audiences what that is and what it involves?
So essentially, it's a card trick where the Blade can hold his breath under the water for 3 to 4 minutes. While Sophisticado does a card trick.
Okay.
And Sophisticado is unfortunately a terrible magician. So the 3 to 4 minutes turns into 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. The poor Blade has to hold his breath underneath water.
Okay.
For 9 minutes. Yeah. And it's ridiculous, and it's scary every night, and but it's a great trick, and it's definitely a crowd pleaser.
Deadly. You said it is the most physical thing you've ever done in your life.
Ever done in my life.
Wow.
Like we're over 200 shows now, and I still wake up on a Monday morning, my body aches.
What an incredible
in a great way.
In a great way. Like after a good gym session. I mean, what an incredible experience. Did you ever think, oh, this magician's life, this could be for me?
No, absolutely not. I tell you why, to be a magician, the craft is so hard, and it's like it's just like when you see Penn and Teller do it, and you see all the real amazing, like, illusions that they can do. There's stuff there that would be just incredibly hard. I mean, there's some tricks I could go and do off the show, but I think you have to license out tricks and stuff like that as well. So you have to be careful of whose trick you're doing and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
It's a world that would be very difficult to get into, I'm sure.
Well, at least you're in good hands. Thank God. I mean, you're safe.
Yeah,
you're safe. So, Kiefer, is this your first big role out of drama school?
This is it. This is the first major credit that I have. And I'm very blessed to have gotten the chance to do it. Everyone at Mischief is so like lovely and really took care of me and made sure the first one was as hard as possible.
They are your family now.
They are indeed.
They are your family. And speaking of your family, do your family miss you back in Sligo?
They do. Yeah. No, as I said, I left about 10 years ago. So keeping in contact with them. And as you said, like acting is quite a bananas career to try and do anyway. Like they're constantly checking in and going, are you okay? Are you eating? Are you surviving? Do you still have a house?
Do you feel like you're always having to prove yourself in that kind of a industry, don't you? You always kind of have to maybe show your payslip to your parents and go, no, look, it's working out. It's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to say, look, I am actually learning now.
Doing okay. It's a popular show.
I'm a magician, Mom. I thought I wanted to be an actor. What happened to the acting?
Just to give her, the scare of her life. Well, if you're into that kind of thing, I mean, definitely go see the show. It is so entertaining. I heard there's huge, huge fans of these shows. Stephen Fry is a huge fan. It's coming to the Board Gosh. It's really exciting. Magic Goes Wrong, it's called. It's on at the Board Gosh from the 10th to the 14th of May. Tickets are on sale now. Kiefer Moriarty, thank you so much for coming on the show and best of luck with the gig, okay?
My pleasure. Hope to see you there.
See you, love. Bye. All right. There we go. That is Kiefer Moriarty. Go and check it out. Magic Goes Wrong. Sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.